Well, those people who were here last week will remember that I like assuming the identity of one of the disciples. And it's usually Peter, because Peter has got a lot in the Gospels. So I'm going to be Peter this morning, and you will forgive me for assuming that identity. It helps because Jeff has decreed that we preach through the first letter of Peter, so it really helps me in this. I'm Peter. I've just had my 60th birthday. It's been a long life, a good life. I tell you how I met Jesus. It was that day that he asked me if he could borrow my boat, because I'm a fisherman. Well, I was a fisherman. I suppose a fisherman. You're always a fisherman, aren't you? Well, it was that day he asked to borrow my boat. Now, we had fished all night, and we had caught nothing. Now, I'll just give you a little tip. If you go and ask a fisherman how he's doing, don't ask him if it's obvious he's caught nothing, because it's not very good. Well, actually, it was about 50, actually, but they all got away. Don't ask them. Don't ask them. Well, it was like that. We fished all night and we caught nothing. And then this guy comes along. I'd seen him before. Andrew had said, hey, this is Jesus. But I never really sort of got into contact with him. And he said, let me borrow your boat. I looked at him and I thought, you're not a fisherman. He borrowed my boat and he started speaking to the people. And when he'd finished, he said, good night fishing. Not really. Push your boat out and you'll catch some. I thought, really? That's what happened. And then he said, follow me. And that was the beginning of my adventure. My adventure with Jesus. Hey, if you want to read about my adventures, you read the Gospel of Mark that Gordon just read earlier on. Okay? You read it. Because actually, I read that. I wrote that gospel. And Mark was sitting next to me, writing it all down. Just read it. That's me writing that. Well, I also wrote the letters. And the little bit that you want to look at this morning is the bit where I say, be prepared. Be prepared. Did you catch that at the beginning of the reading? Be prepared. Because the end is near. This was something that Jesus went on and on and on about. He kept on mentioning it. Be prepared because I'm coming back. He told parables about it. He told the parable of the 10 girls. 5 of them were wise and had extra oil. 5 were foolish and didn't have enough oil for their little lamps. And the bridegroom was late in coming and they ran out of oil. 5 of them were prepared with extra oil. 5 ran out. 5 had to go and buy some more oil and the bridegroom came back. And Jesus was saying, I'm coming back. Be prepared. I might come back tomorrow, or it might not be for a long time. Now, you know that Jesus hasn't come back for 2,000 years. We were expecting him. We were getting ready for him. Jesus told another parable. He said, if you go off on holiday, he said, just make sure you lock your doors because you don't know when a thief is coming. He might come in the middle of the night. He might come in the morning. And if you knew that the thief was coming, you'd be prepared. But Jesus said, people aren't going to be prepared. They're going to be going about their everyday business. And suddenly, Jesus said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back as a certainty. So be prepared. Well, I just told you that I wrote the Gospel of Mark. I got really excited. You read the Gospel of Mark. You see how excited I got. And immediately, and steadfast, it goes on. I really got excited to Mark. I got it so excited that Mark could hardly write it down in time. You read the Gospel of Mark. That's for me. And then I wrote, as I say, I just had my 60th birthday. And now I'm in Rome with Paul. And I wanted to write a letter that your vicar has said you must read. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other. Time is short. Don't fall out with each other. Now I know you doc never falls out with each other, so you're all right. Don't fall out with each other. Just keep going. Keep praying. Help each other. Be generous with the things that God gave you. Because the time could be short. This is something that Jesus drummed into us disciples. I am coming back. It could be tomorrow. It could be 1,000 years' time. It could be 2,000 years' time. But I'm coming back. And be prepared. So as I'm Peter this morning, I hope you will take that to heart. That Jesus is coming back. And Jesus wants us to be prepared. And as you read my letter that your vicar has said you've got to preach on, just bear that in mind.